Jessica Wright is Acting Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness and here to talk about them with me. Madam Secretary, thank you very much for your time today. It's great to have you on the program. Tell me more about the timeline that we're seeing and that DOD civilian employees will experience as they receive these notices over the next period of time. Thank you for being on today.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. And before I get started, I just want to tell you that being a civilian employee myself and clearly knowing the value of our civilian employees, this was a very hard decision for the body of decision makers to make within DOD. But you talked about the timeline. So between the 28th of May and the 5th of June, we will send out furlough proposal notice. So we've already done that, or started to do that for our employees. And then the employee has a opportunity to respond about 7 days, and then a waiting period of about 30 days between the 5th of June and the 5th of July. And in the beginning, I heard you say that furloughs would begin 8 July, and that is the correct time frame, 8 July.
Tell me about this response period and how people can respond and who they are expected to respond to and what they'll have a chance to say.
Well, they can, during the 7 days, they can respond to the deciding official, and that is at the lowest level of command, if you will. And we have an accepted group of employees that we have accepted based upon some different metrics, and those metrics were safety of life, civilian in combat zones, wounded warrior care, mental health, those individuals working on sexual assault and prevention. That's to give you kind of an idea of who we accepted from furlough. But if there is an individual that feels like they should be accepted for a reason, they could present that case to the deciding official. And the deciding official will take all of that into consideration when they make their final decision.
Now, one group of employees, Madam Secretary, that I know you didn't accept is teachers in the DOD education system. Adrian Talley was on the program a couple of weeks ago talking about that situation. Why weren't you able to accept them entirely and do it on, he told me, on kind of a rotating basis so that the students will still get the classroom hours they need, but these teachers are still going to have to take time off?
Well, first, your point of them getting the classroom hours you need is paramount. We have made a conscious decision that our education for our children is paramount and that they must get an accredited school year. Because that is so important to us, we have worked with the director of DODEA, Marilee Fitzgerald, and we talked to her about the necessity for furloughs within the DODEA school system and what we can do to kind of strike a balance. And so we came up with 5 school days for educators. And those 5 school days will be determined by the superintendents of the school systems out there at the beginning of next school year. And that with 5 school days, the children will still get a qualifying accredited school year, which is our going-in proposition.
My guest is the Acting Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, Jessica Wright. Let's talk some numbers for a moment, Madam Secretary. How many employees will be undergoing furloughs out of how many total DOD civilian employees to give us an idea of the number of exceptions?
Well, we're talking about 15% that will be accepted, and that's about 130,000. And that can potentially change on a onesie-twosie basis. So approximately 130,000. And then we have about 85% that are going to be furloughed.
The total number that you arrive at, you mentioned it's still flexible. Is there any way at this point to avoid furloughs altogether, or now that these notices go out, are those notices binding and these people should expect that this is going to happen according to the latest plan that Secretary Hagel laid out?
Well, first I will tell you that this was a very hard decision, not only for Secretary Hagel, but for all the leaders within DOD. And it really just equates to readiness. Readiness drove the furlough decision. So for every dollar that we use from a furlough, we can benefit the readiness and our mission capability, and that's DOD's mission. So the fact of the matter is, The furloughs will happen. We are looking clearly at whether or not we can work through a decision to limit it, but we right now have decided that 11 furlough days are what we need to do within the DOD network.
Now, there were some components of the agency, ma'am, that claimed that they didn't think that they needed to do furloughs, that they thought they could move money around sufficiently to be able to avoid them altogether. So in the interest of readiness, why didn't that happen?
Well, frankly, readiness is not a service-oriented issue. It is a collective DOD collaborative issue that we need to jointly have readiness across the board with the services. And so it was a decision made by the leadership that this would be a whole of DOD that would be furloughed.
What is in store as we look ahead at fiscal 2014, the numbers that the White House has requested and that each side on Capitol Hill has suggested for the Pentagon are over the budget control numbers, Budget Control Act numbers. So we're potentially looking at a sequestration scenario again for 2014. I know you don't have a crystal ball to anticipate what any of those organizations might do, but this has to be on your mind as something that you could be dealing with after September 30th and not just up to and including 30 September.
And you're right. It is on my mind, and it is on all of our minds. We are working through a strategic choices management review where we understand where we can look at the budget across the board. But frankly, right now, no decisions have been made. We're giving it a lot of thoughtful discussion and deliberation to come up with some good, solid courses of action.
What does your research indicate how this will impact particular states or locales? I mean, obviously, we're going to feel it around the D.C. area, but there must be other parts of the country where maybe we and people on Capitol Hill are not anticipating that people will really notice this a lot.
Well, right now what I can tell you is I can't project ahead in 14 for how it will affect specific states.
Sure.
I can tell you that the top five states that are affected with the furloughs that we have just recently announced, and frankly that's Texas and California and Virginia, Maryland, and Georgia would be the top five. It's important to know that a lot of people think the DOD civilians work within the National Capital Region or Washington, D.C., but frankly, about 85% work outside of that region, and that's what's important. This will affect us countrywide, and again, I just can't stress the point that our DOD civilians are really worth their weight in gold, and this was a monumentally hard decision for all of us to make.
Madam Secretary, I'm grateful for your time today. I know you have a lot on your plate, and I thank you for coming on to talk about this issue with me today.
Well, thank you for taking the time.